Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Tel Aviv, the day has been warm with clear skies, perfect for an evening stroll. Jerusalem enjoyed mild temperatures as the sun set, while Haifa experienced a gentle breeze, making it quite pleasant by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Gaza indicate a motorcyclist was eliminated in an airstrike near Khan Yunis. This comes from Gaza Strip sources just 21 minutes ago, linking it to earlier operations by the paratroopers' brigade. Also, security officials warn that Judea and Samaria are on the brink of explosion. They describe the recent incident in Qusra as only a small part of broader tensions there, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, new restrictions in Gaza as the IDF chief approved a strike on a Hamas commander in Beit Lahia. This was alleged to target a terrorist planning attacks, according to Ynet's reporting from earlier today. Separately, Times of Israel reports that X has suspended Houthi spokesman Yahya Seri's account amid regional tensions. The platform claims rule violations, although details remain unspecified. And finally, I-24 News examines the story behind Israel's Gaza plan rejection and what future steps may look like. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truesman noted just minutes ago that Palestinian media reported an IDF airstrike in Gaza City killed the director of the Gaza Governorate Police, caller Jamal Mahmoud Abu Kamail. Ynet Global shared that Israel Aerospace Industries posted a record $449 million profit recently, with its IPO closer than ever. Their first half net profit rose by 40%, marking significant growth. Finally, Memory highlighted an article from Qatari state daily Al-Sharq discussing the possibility of a Muslim being elected U.S. president, sparking interest and debate. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gaza airstrike, sources from the region report that the motorcyclist targeted was linked to militant activities. This follows recent military operations suggesting escalating tensions. The implications for the local population could be severe, with fears of further retaliation. Turning to the situation in Judea and Samaria, security experts express concern that the region might face increased unrest. The recent incident in Qusra is just one of many, with the IDF already stretched thin. This raises questions about the stability and security in these areas, affecting both residents and security forces. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent strike in Beit Lahia marks a shift in military strategy. Military sources told Ynet that such strikes were once common but had decreased over time. This resurgence points to a possible change in policy, potentially impacting Hamas operations and civilian safety. On the diplomatic front, the suspension of Yahya Seri's account on X highlights ongoing regional tensions. The Times of Israel notes this action could affect communication strategies of Yemeni rebels, possibly influencing their operations and international engagement. Finally, Israel's strategy on Gaza faces scrutiny. I-24 News reports the rejection of certain plans, with analysts suggesting this could lead to diplomatic tensions or require reevaluation of military strategies. The outcomes of these decisions will be closely watched by regional and international actors. Turning to business and markets. First, Jerusalem Bank assures customers there is no risk of embezzlement. This statement comes after concerns were raised due to an employee's mysterious disappearance in Vienna, as covered by Walla Business earlier. Separately, the health ministry warns those with allergies to avoid consuming meringue kisses. This follows a recall due to missing allergen labeling, as reported by Mariv Business an hour ago. And finally, former NSA chief Mike Rogers discusses the impact of AI on cybersecurity. He warns that while AI increases the speed of attacks, it also lowers the expertise needed to launch them. This has implications for Israeli cybersecurity, especially with regional threats from Iran, as reported by Tech. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.